I'm going to do a Rambam in Hilchos Shechita. Well, I don't know if this was on the test, but in any case, the Rambam's Svarim are divided, of course, into 14. And the beginning of Sefer Kedusha is Hilchos Issurei Biyah. Habo al achas mikol ha'arayis amulais batoyro b'meizid chayiv koleis shenema ki kol ha'shayasim kol ha'toyevos ha'elev nichesu ha'nefoshis shneihem ha'boyol v'ha'niveles v'im hoyu shoygigim chayiv chatas kruo v'yesh min ha'arayishu b'mises bezdin yesa ala koleis ha'shove b'kulon. Just derech agav, the Rambam is very interesting. The way he starts Hilchos Shabbos, as you know, is that he starts with Skila and then he mentions Kares, if there are no Edim and Asrah. But here, he has a slightly different formulation of the very same agenda. The reason he says Kares first, he explains himself, because there's a common denominator of Arayas that are Chayiv Kares, and then within those Arayas, some of them are even Chayiv Mises Bezdin. So Memela, he mentions the Kares because it is a Tzad HaShoveh, and that's what he says at the end of the Halacha, V'yesh min ha'arayos shu b'mises bezdin, yesa al ha'kores ha'shoveh b'kulam. So he points out that he doesn't say it that way, but he's explaining Minei Ubei why he mentions Kares first. Other than that, it's almost identical to the way the Rambam started Sefer Zmanim, which is very interesting. Now, the last halacha in Sefer Kedusha is about Kisi Adam. The last halachos are about Kisi Adam. The Rambam speaks about Shechita and then Kisui, of Shechitas Chayev Oof, and then Kisui. Ukshemchase, the last halacha, Perek Yud Dalet Halacha Tezayin, the end of Sefer Chamishi, which is Sefer Kedusha. So it's very interesting. The Rambam mentions bizoyon of mitzvos here, extrapolates to all mitzvos, and the logic of it is that since the offer anyhow is on the ground, then offer itself is something, in a certain sense, bozui, anochi offer v'efer. So we would think that the most simple thing to do, which is just to kick a little earth over on top of the dam, would be perfectly acceptable. So kamashmalo, no, that's considered bizui mitzvah, and because of that, the halacha demands that you should be mechasa dafka with yodo mamish, or holding a kli or a sakin. You're not allowed to just kick the offer on top of the dam. So far, it's a prat, which is then extended to all mitzvos, and would seem to apply specifically to mitzvah saseh, at the chefzeh mitzvah, and the Rambam doesn't seem to need to explain it very much. It's very poshut that a mitzvah is something by nature choshuv. And apparently what was concerning the Rambam, because he doesn't stop here, is that in the context, kicking over some offer doesn't seem to be such a terrible thing. What's wrong with Ba'ifin Bizayon if the point is achieved? You know, you are covering the blood, and apparently the halacha requires that you simply get the blood covered. So maybe that's why the Rambam continues. But in any case, the Rambam says She'ein, after he says Shlo yinhog bo minhog bizayon v'yiyu mitzvos bezuyos alav, She'ein ha'kovod la'atzman shal mitzvos Elo l'mi sh'tziva b'hen baruch hu v'hitzilonu milimashish b'choshech v'orach osanu ner li'asher hama'akashim v'or l'horos nesivos ha'yosher v'cheinu omer ner l'ragli dvorecho v'or l'nesivosi. You know, it almost reminds me of a famous a child prodigy story, that they went to one of the Gedolim when he was very young, and they said to him, let me preface this by saying, in Yiddish there's an expression that if you want to, two parallel lines don't meet, right? So if you want to express that somebody is saying something that is simply completely incongruous and inconsistent and illogical, you stay in an argument that he's making or a point that he's making, you say in Yiddish, "Erstellt zu avant." He's putting one wall right adjacent to the other. So what does that mean? It means that in a normal room, parallel lines, and there's a space in between. That's what makes a room a room. But when you start making the parallel lines merge, you know, you're being illogical and unreasonable. You're putting the south wall and the north wall together. Shtelt zu avant zu avant. That's the expression in Yiddish. Shtel means to place, avant is a wall, zu means towards, shtelt zu avant. So somebody came over to a gadol when he was very young, and he said to him, "I don't care even if you shtelt zu avant, but say on the spot something sharp." There's another saying, you know, I'm asking you to say something, a good word. You know, so he said immediately, he continued, this boy, and he said, you know, it's interesting, it says, "Haroisa sheyachkim yadrim." Nothing here is completely disassociated from Hanukkah. "Haroisa sheyachkim yadrim." If a person wants to become smart, he should face the south. When we daven, we, of course, here in the Western Hemisphere, we face east towards Yerushalayim, but what it means is they should tilt his head somewhat towards the south. Harachas Yashir, what happens if he wants to become wealthy? Yatzpin, he should face the north. And the Simanayach, the Siman to remember in which direction it should face, depending upon what you want, is... it's not much of an assayin. Almost everybody faces to the north. but if simanayach menaira bedarein and shulchan betzafer. So he said, "What if a person wants both? Then mishteltu avant avant." That was his charifus minei ube. Because the other fellow said, "I don't mind if you shtelt zu avant." So that's exactly what he did. He took the south wall and the north wall. He put them together. He wants both. What I'm saying is that the Rambam, it seems to be, can't use the word superfluous, first of all, because once it's in the Rambam, it's not superfluous. But that's not what I mean. I mean, it's a nice drosha. It's very pretty. He says he has a beautiful expression here. But the question is, first of all, isn't it overkill? Number two, why bedavka here? He could have put this just as well in Hilchas Kriyashma, Hilchas Tefillah, Hilchas Tefillin. He could have put it in Yesodei Torah if he wanted to. It's a basic statement that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the light of mitzvahs and Torah to clarify our lives to us and to straighten us out. What in the world does it have to do with Shlo Yehu Mitzvahs Bezu Yosalav? And something else, if you want to say, because he's describing the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Rambam has described the Ribbono Shel Olam 50 different ways in Yad HaChazaka, and he's used 50 different expressions. Why dafka here? Shelo yehu mitzvahs bezu yosalav. So he says, because you should know that it's not the mitzvah, it's not merely the mitzvah that you're being mevazeh. You're being mevazeh the one who gave you the mitzvah. Okay, so that's a very obvious point. Not to say that I even needed that. What if the Rambam would have stopped? Shelo yehu mitzvahs bezu yosalav. We would have had a problem. I thought that mitzvah is a chashuv thing. No, you're being mevaza, the one who gave you the mitzvahs. Okay, so once he says that, that's certainly fine. So, adarab, you want to make it more chamur? That I'm not just mevaza the mitzvah, I'm mevaza the Ribbono Shel Olam as well, because he gave us this mitzvah? So whenever I do the mitzvah, I'm doing it in that context, which includes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So memela, I have to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being mechabed the mitzvah. Fine, stop here. The Rambam did not want to stop here. She'ein ha'kavod la'atzman shel mitzvos elo l'mishet siva bohen Baruch Hu would have been the perfect stop. And you could quote a pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs of the Torah. There are quite a few of them. But instead, what the Rambam did was, he continues, v'hitzilonu, which is a very remarkable lashon. The lashon, you know, v'hitzilonu. Milamashish b'choshech, v'orachosonu ne'er li'yasha ma'akashim v'chulu v'chulu. I don't know. They want to describe what HaKadosh Baruch Hu means to us. He could have said, we say, Baruch Hu Elokeinu, Shebra'anu l'chvodo, v'vdilonu min ha'tovim, v'nasalonu Torah Semes, v'chayu olam lata b'sochenu. So what's wrong with saying all of those things? Or half a dozen other things that you could have said about the Ribbono Shel Olam's relationship to us. Why doesn't he say, v'hitzilonu min ha'mitzvim, or, you know what I mean, hitzilonu min harishayim. So we owe him our lives, like the Medrash says. The Medrash says that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that I'm making a tnai, that I'm going to save you from Mitzrayim on the condition that you serve me. So then when the person, was saved, he picks up, he takes his hat in hand and he starts to leave. So he says, wait a minute, we had an arrangement, we made a deal. I save you, you serve me. Okay, so it could say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from Mitzrayim, he took us out of bondage, he gave us a Torah, we have to respect him. What's going on over here? I mean, really, it's davar matmiya miyoid, and then there's a final question, which of course is all, in a certain sense, asking the same question. The final question is, every single one of the conclusions of the Rambam, bar none, you find one for me, but every single time the Rambam has one of these homilies at the conclusion of a sefer, it's quite, and not just the Sefer, sometimes a set of halachas within the Sefer as well. It's quite clear what the purpose and the connection to the Sefer is. Want me to give you an example? In Hilchos Me'ila that we learned the other day, correct? So it's very obvious that the Rambam speaks about Chukim and Mishpatim. He says himself, Borei, come and see, look how chomer Hilchos Me'ila is. So he's not just talking about Me'ila, he's talking about Sefer Avodah. Because Avodah starts out with Beis HaBchira, with Kodesh, Mikdash, V'Kadoshav. So when you speak about Mikdash V'Kadoshav, you have to understand that there's another Mikdash V'Kadoshav that you have to take into account, and that is the Torah itself. And the words of the Torah are Mikdash V'Kadoshav. And if there's a Me'ila problem with Mikdash, there's definitely a Me'ila problem with Torah. And that's exactly it. It's so perfect a fit. You understand? Now, I'll give you another example. Shemitah v'Yovel. The very famous Rambam at the end of Shemitah v'Yovel. The whole of Sefer Zroim is what? I mean, well, the first thing is obvious is the connection to Shemitah itself. Because Shemitah v'Yovel speaks about the lack of Nachla of Shevet Levi, which of course applies to all of Sefer Zroim, because what is Sefer Zroim about? The Matnas Kuna and the Matnas Leviya, and the Chiyuvim that a person has as a farmer to the Kohanim and the Leviyim. And then there's the Inyan of Shemitah V'Yovel. So you add all of that up, and then you say, by the way, even though 98% of this Sefer is connected in one way or another to the Kohanim and Leviyim, you should know that there's another Emuna personality who can rely completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, no matter how much I emphasize Parnasa in Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Gimel. And what is that Emuna personality? V'lo Shevet Levi Bovad, Ela Kol Misha Nad Varucho. So Mamish fits like a glove. There's no problem. Sefer Zmanim we spoke about, right? Did I speak about Sefer Zmanim the last time? So Sefer Zmanim ends, Drachel Dachinom Chol Nesiv Oseh Shalom. Why does it end, Drachel Dachinom Chol Nesiv Oseh Shalom? Because the Torah is Shalom, and Shalom, Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis is the beginning of Sefer Zmanim and the end of Sefer Zmanim. You understand? There is not one thing, Sota, it's perfect. It has to do with Hilchos Sota, and also has to do with the relationships of husband and wife, that it ends at the end of Hilchos Sota. Sefer Noshim, how does it end? That the chiva of a husband / father is to, be pokeid, banav, ishto, ubanav, uvnei veso, that you should be shalom kol chayt mekolavon, and shenema, v'yadatik shalom alecha, forgotten alecha, v'loi sechta. Hayim loi fakat harei sechote. Perfect. It mamish, everything fits so absolutely perfectly. V'chein hola. It's not my agenda right now to go through all of the homilies of the Rambam, but the point is pretty obvious by now. So when we come to a Sefer called Sefer Kedusha, there is not the slightest doubt in my mind that when the Rambam said what he said, he was not focusing exclusively on Kisi Hadam, and that he has in mind the whole Mivneh, or the whole theme or concept of Sefer Kedusha. But that having been said, what does it have to do with the Rambam is saying? Had the Rambam ended with Psukim that have to do with Kedusha, it would have been just fine. Shenem HaKadoshim Tiyu Kikadosh Ani, or, you know, or any of the other Psukim that are associated with Kedusha. Or Risem HaSos Chatem Eskol Mitzvah Shilman Tizkur HaSisem Eskol Mitzvah Soi. Right? He spoke about mitzvahs they shouldn't be bezuyos alav. He could just as well have segued and says, you know what? If you remember mitzvahs in a positive way and you think of mitzvahs highly, then you'll be mekayim de leman tizkur v'asisem eskol mitzvah yisoy. And therefore the consequence will be the yisem kedoshim leilokeichem. Had the Rambam ended that way, no one would have batted an eyelash. Because it fits so well with the whole Sefer Kedusha theme. Starts with Surah Bia and continues with Macholas Asuras and ends with Hilchos Shechita. So what's the pshat? So the Rambam should have consulted me. He should have said, you know, find me a pasuk. I can't find any other pasuk but Neil Raglecha Dvari Oral in the Siv. Neil Ragli, excuse me, Litvarecha Oral in the Sivasi. The pasuk on the Ois Nun in the Perek of Yates and Tehillim, in the Tamnaya Abed, 8 times each letter of the Aleph Beis. So what's going on over here? What is the Rambam bringing such a thing, almost to the exclusion of very obvious psukim, the very obvious themes that could easily have been associated with his point that it's not just the mitzvahs, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why does he have to continue with Vehitzi Lanu? And if Vehitzi Lanu, just to recapitulate, it could have been Vehitzi Lanu min Hagoyim. It could have been Vehitzi Lanu min Hamitzrim. It could have been, V'vushomer Aleinu, or Baranu L'chvodo, V'vushomer min Atom, V'vushomer Lanu Torah Semes. It could have been 100 things. Why does it have to be Davka this? And Vehitzi Lanu from what? So he says, from walking in the dark and groping, grappling with the darkness. What's the pshat? So, I thought about this for a very long time, over many years. I mean, not that I spent years thinking about it, but over many years, from time to time, this thing would float into my head, b'shor shalo yom v'lalaylo, when I wasn't busy with whatever, and I would think to myself, what is it that the Rambam wants over here? What does he want? The Magid Mishnah, for example, b'kshemachasa leyachasa beregel, poshut bebraisa tanya idach v'shafach v'chisa, b'mesh shafach yachasa shlo yachasenu beregel shlo yiyu mitzvahs bzuyas olav ki kavod hamitzvahs kavod Hashem Yisbarach shem shluchav shal makom v'kavod hanishlach hu kavod hashaleach. Okay, so he has a little bit of a different twist on it. It's not that Kosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvahs, but they're like the shluchim of Hashem. So when you give cover to the mitzvah, you give cover to the person who sent the shaliach. So here too, you give cover to the mitzvah. I mean, if you give cover to the shaliach, you give cover to the person who sent the shaliach. Here, when you give cover to the mitzvah, you give cover to the mishaleach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But nobody addressed, and he's the only one of the Mefarshim Al-Asar that Bechlau speaks about this halacha. And he doesn't really say anything about the rest of the Rambam, about the end of the Rambam. So as I said, I was thinking about it many times, and I came to the following conclusion. That the Rambam is using Vehitzi Lanu b'kavana, and that he actually means that we owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. And, you know, in a certain sense, what he's saying is that there is no limit to our responsibility to be mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he saved us from the darkness. And this is a remarkable theme, which I'll discuss in a moment. But the question is, why Sefer Kedusha? So he's, in other words, what I'm saying is that he deliberately picked one nekuda, and he says that it's not the mitzvahs, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whom we are obligated to be mechabed out of a fundamental sense of Hakaras HaTovah. Because all the reasons that we should be mechabed Hashem, he's a melech, so we're mechuyev to be mechabed a melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a father, we're mechuyev to be mechabed a father, Bani Matem LaShem Elokeichem, Avinu Malkeinu. Either way, we're mechuyev to be mechabed, either as a father or as a melech. But the Rambam here is not satisfied with that. The Rambam has an agenda. He says, besides any other reason for kavod, that you have to be mechabed the mitzvahs, because you mechabed HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result, there's one particular nekuda which is extremely relevant to Sefer Kedusha. And it's not, the Rambam is not emphasizing Kedoshim to you, per se. Although, after I finish saying what I'm saying, he's almost saying nothing but. And this is what I thought. There are all kinds of mitzvahs. Let's go back to last time and we speak about Me'ilah, and we speak about whenever I spoke about this, and last week, I guess. And we speak about mitzvahs, and mitzvahs are divided. There's chukim, there are chukim, there are mishpatim, correct? And what's the difference between chukim and mishpatim? The Rambam says very clearly, mishpatim are things that we would arrive at on our own. These are interpersonal relationships, social justice, gezel, arayis, and so on. And then there are certain things that we would never arrive at on our own, and those are called chukim. And we are obligated to watch over those chukim and make sure that we do them as much as the mishpatim, and that's what it says, ushmartem es chukosai. Liten shmira v'asiyah l'chukim v'mishpatim, correct? And what is shmira? Shmira means to make sure that you take it seriously and that you attend to them with every bit of your energy and volition, as much as chukim, as for the chukim as for the mishpatim. Hagam, that you may not understand the chukim, you have to do them with the same alacrity, with the same enthusiasm, with the same zeal, with the same commitment. Right? This is all the Rambam Hilchos Me'ilah. So now I was thinking to myself, that's of course a way of organizing Isurim and Mitzvahs. But there's another way of organizing them, and that is, how much of ourselves do we have to sacrifice? Now, what do I mean by that? So you have L'moshel a mitzvah like tzedakah. So tzedakah you have to give away. So the things that you have to give away, the Rambam says that you have to give the very best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it time to stop? Okay. You have to give the very best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where does the Rambam say that? The Rambam says that at the end of Yisurim Mizbeach. Kol Chelev L'Hashem. You have to give the best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rambam says whenever you give away, you have to give the best. Now, our instinct is to do the exact opposite. Our instinct is to possess things, to keep things, to preserve things for ourselves. And when it's very remarkable, there happens to be a Medrash. The Medrash says that if you're about to do a mitzvah, which in the language of the Medrash is like the Yerushalmi, they mean one mitzvah in particular. When the Yerushalmi says mitzvah, it means tzedakah. So when you're about to give tzedakah, says the Medrash, the Yetzer Hara, the Satan, whispers into your ear, don't give it away, you won't have it. And if you want to give it away, give it better to your own children. That's the Medrash. So the Medrash says you should realize that giving tzedakah is like or. And that's what it says, ki ner mitzvah v'torah or. Because just like or, a candle, no matter how many other lanterns you light, no matter how many other lights you will light with it, that light will not be diminished. So too, no matter how much tzedakah you give, your pocket will not be diminished. It's another way of saying asev shev Israel shetes asher, and so on and so forth, b'chanunin opazos, and so on and so forth. So the Medrash is telling me that you shouldn't think that you're losing out, but naturally you would think that you are losing out. That's your instinct. My instinct is to keep what I have and not to give it away, not to squander it. So if I have to do a mitzvah, I would rather do the mitzvah with less than with more and keep the more for myself. So I'll give the inferior to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's of course a constant theme, a refrain, which is all over Tanakh. Hakriveyu nolapecha secha, yirtzecha, yisa panecha. you know, you give me the iver and the piseach, that's what you give me as a carbon, and you keep the best animal for yourself. So Rama says, no, you have to give the very best to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol chaylev l'Hashem. And the Rambam says that's Hevel, Hevel Gevi Gamhu, Bibchoros Sono Vichel Beyam, which means the best. And then he says, and I'll tell you something else, whenever you're giving away, you have to give away the best. Not just Karbanos, anything that is doimit to Karban. Because mitzvahs are divided into two kinds. There's a mitzvah where there's a Zekei Levan Veyu component, but you have the Hidur in your pocket, because the mitzvah belongs to you. The performance of the mitzvah is yours. The talis is yours. The tefillin are yours. The mezuzah is yours. The sukkah is yours. The lulav and esrog are yours. So when you, the sefer Torah is yours. When you are enhancing them, you are enhancing the mitzvah, true, but you are going overboard in there or beyond the average to the enhancement of the mitzvah, which in the end remains your chayfetz. It belongs to you. So the nisayon there is very different than the nisayon of enhancing something and then giving it away. The Rambam says, "Bona beis knesses, yiyeh noam mibeis diroso," has to be nicer than his own home, because he's building a house and he's building a shul. So he has to build the shul nicer than the house, because he's giving the shul away to the tzibur. He says, the Rambam, if you feed the hungry, you have to give them the best on your shulchan. They tell a story about a certain Rebbe that the Oni came to him, and he said, "Rebbe, I don't have any tefillin." So he gave him his pair of tefillin. So the Gabbai fainted on the spot. And when he was revived, the Gabbai said, "Rebbe, you gave him away a pair of tefillin that you inherited from the Baal Shem Tov, all the way from the Baal Shem Tov." So he says, "It's a Beferish Ramba." So he says, "Which Ramba?" He says, "You could have given him, you have 12 other pairs of tefillin." So he says, "It's a Beferish Ramba, you have to give away the best." It's an unbelievable story, it really is. You have to be at a very high madrega. Why do you have to be at such a high madrega? Because the Torah says, I could have made 10,000 cheshbonos. I'm going to give this fellow who knows who he is and what he is, and who knows what he's going to do with the pair of tefillin. You know, at least tell him that it's from the Baal Shem Tov, and he'll sell it, for $1 million. But this idea that you have to give away the best, says kisa aram, when you clothe the naked, person doesn't have a coat, you have to give him your best coat. You know that the halacha, the Rambam paskens, that you, when you have a closet full of coats, you have three or four coats, and there's one coat that's made of very fancy cashmere, wool, alpaca, or whatever it is, and it costs $800. And there's another coat that you have that's just as warm, made out of artificial fleece, whatever it is, and it costs you $80. This is 800 and this is 80. And as far as he's concerned, he's wallowing in the mud. He doesn't need a fancy coat. So the Rambam says, you're right. Mitzad him, you could give him the fleece. As far as he's concerned, it's exactly the same. But you're mechuyev to give away the best. It's a very unusual halacha. I don't know that too many people notice halacha, and I'm sure that it's bekavona, because if they did, who knows what would happen to their lives. So this is one of these halachas that was never mentioned by anybody. But the concept of difficult mitzvahs, that's my point. There are certain mitzvahs, you can divide mitzvahs in different ways, but in this particular slicing of mitzvahs, of separating two categories of mitzvahs, I'm not going chukim mishpatim, I'm going difficult mitzvahs because the satan, the Yetzirah, overwhelms us, and easy mitzvahs because the Yetzirah doesn't seem to be getting so much in the way. He doesn't care that much, or it doesn't interfere with our basic instincts. Having and possessing, and then having to give the best away, that seriously infringes on our basic instincts. The whole Sefer Kedusha is built on that theme. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave a world to the world, to Goyim, whatever. And he has behemoths in the world that their natural instinct is what it is, and they follow their natural instinct perfectly. Then he created all kinds of instincts in man, and he limits man in general in certain ways. You have the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and they have their Evrim and Achai even after Noach comes along, and of course they have Arayis. But at the same time, even they do not have the whole array. And the Jew was given an arsenal of Isurim, which all fall under one category, that they go against the natural human instinct. And the Rambam puts them together, Biyos Asurais, and ma'achole sasureis, and consequently flip side hilcha shechita and memele kisi adam, and that's how we got to the end of this, these halachas. What the Rambam did was, he said to us, listen, you know why we're not supposed to be mevaze mitzvahs? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from ourselves. And that's the theme of Sefer Kedusha. And that's why the Rambam put it that way. He could have said 10 different things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm asking. He could have said anything he wanted to, and as long as it fits the glove, fits the hand, it's fine. Because what is the Rambam saying? That mitzvahs are from Hashem, and therefore the covet is the covet of Hashem. So you shouldn't be mevazeh the mitzvahs. So if you want to speak about covet Hashem, you could say 100 different things. But this theme is the theme that he wants to use bedafka, not because it's the only thing he can explain, the covet of Hashem, he shouldn't be mevazeh mitzvahs, but because it's dafka, the one thing he prefers to use, because he wants to connect the beginning and end, and the entire theme, which is Sefer Kedusha. So what is that theme? So he says, V'hitzilonu milamashish b'choshech. V'orach osanu ne'er liyasher ha'ma'akashim v'or lehoiros nesivos ha'yosher. Ne'er l'raglit v'orecho v'or l'nesivosi. The Rambam is saying that when a person walks in the darkness, an animal person, a person who is Adam uvehema Toshia Hashem, he walks in perpetual darkness, and he stumbles over one stone after another, and he falls into one pit after another. And what Hashem did was, he gave us a lantern, and he gave us a direction of light. These are two separate inyonim. Ner l'ragli, if you point your flashlight up into the air, it will do nothing for you. Because the purpose of the ner, when you're walking in a forest, is to light up what's immediately in front of your feet. That's why the pasuk says ner l'ragli, and what the Malbim says, by the way, this very vart, black on white in his Pirush on Tehillim, on the pasuk in Kuf Yutes, ner l'ragli dvarecha v'or l'nesivosi. Why does it say l'ragli by ner, and what's the difference between ner and or, and why does it say there nesivosi? So he answers because there are two requirements for light when you're walking in the forest. One of them is not to fall on a stone, not to trip over a stone. That you need the ner l'ragli. But you also have to know where you're going. Are you going north? Are you going south? What's the point of going anywhere? So for that you need or. You need the whole pathway to be lit up. You have to see the signposts, etc. So he says, ner l'ragli v'orecha v'or l'nesivosi is two separate lights. There's a light of the specific mitzvah, and then there's the light of the general aura of Torah and purpose of Torah, which is very transformative. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from being mamashish ba'afela, and he gave us the ner and the or. And the Rambam describes the ner and the or, quoting the pasuk, ner li yasher hama'akashim, to straighten out the crooked ways, va'or lahoros nesivos hayosher, and to teach us the pathways. In other words, there's a difference between straightening something out so I can walk through, and then guiding me, where am I supposed to be walking altogether? And that's ner l'ragli v'or l'nesivosi. But what's the point? The point is that the whole of Sefer Kedusha says that I'm going to give you the secret of all secrets. I'm going to show you how to walk in the light and not in the darkness. And the darkness represents the bahamias inside of us, that we just follow our instincts. And we live our lives from birth to death just because we are compelled in this direction or that direction by whatever it is inside of us. And the Or of Torah and the Chiyuv of Mitzvahs is there to transform us into Kedoshim. And without using the word Kedoshim once, this is exactly what the Rambam has in mind. Yeah, we have to stop here, but I think that perhaps you get the picture.